eventually you take t to the six times. That would rotate everything around and come us back to the starting position again. And we know that one, if it just gives us the same vector back, it's got an eigenvalue of 1. Because we take if you take the translation operator and the 6 by 6 translation operator, and you apply it 6 times, it becomes the identity matrix. And it just gives the same vector back that you started with. So that means that the eigenvector for applying this at n times, and I'm using the example of n equals 6, must be 1. And that tells me that all the other eigenvectors are the n roots of 1. So here's a picture in the complex plane of the eigenvalues. One of the eigenvalues is 1. One of them is on the unit circle 1/6 of the way around, and a third of the way around, and halfway around, and like this. These will be the eigenvalues. If you take any of these complex numbers and raise them to the sixth, you get 1. And then you can find the eigenvectors by solving an equation that looks like this. But actually, the eigenvectors you can almost write down by observation.